from examined life. Is any endeavor that's not spiritual a waste of time? If you are like me, struggling amid housework, disinfecting, reading kids' bedtime stories, working, while wondering exactly how to find any semblance of spirituality in all this, then you might find great comfort from chewing on this passage. A. It is not the action itself, but the context of the action, which determines whether it is spiritual or not. Hello, many of us, while sharing close spaces with loved ones, feel the need to step away to refill our cup. Context is set by intention. Motive, though, is what makes the difference. One can earn money out of love for one's family, company, country, or all mankind, or one can make money out of fear, greed, or selfishness. If we view our work as a contribution to society, it then becomes a gift, no matter how simple it may seem. To peel potatoes out of love for one's family or for the benefit of those who need to eat is spiritually uplifting to the self and the world. One makes a gift of one's life and endeavors by sanctifying it with love, devotion, and selfless service. That is the way of the heart to God. In that way, domestic life becomes a form of worship and the source of joy to all. When one seeks to uplift others, we are uplifted in the process. Giving is there for self-rewarding, for there is actually no other that is being given to. Every kind thought or smile is there for spiritual and benefits oneself as well as all the world. Sourced from The Eye of the Eye, From Which Nothing is Hidden, 2002, Chapter 17, Dialogues, pp. 251-252. Did you find it helpful? I'd love to hear about it. Know anyone who would benefit from reading this? Then please share it 2-3 friends.